Amen. Wonderful. I've enjoyed the service so far so much. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the word of the Lord tonight in Hebrews chapter 4 for our scripture reading. Hebrews chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. It's a very familiar scripture we'll talk about tonight, if the Lord will help us. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." One more time, let us read this together. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here. We ask a special blessing on your word, Lord. I know your word is already anointed, and we ask for a blessing on it, and it's already blessed. But we pray for that special anointing and that special blessing that touches our hearts, God, and we receive a special touch, God, that is so great that we win victories in our lives. Help us, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank y'all for standing for the word of the Lord. The Bible said, "Let us therefore come boldly." Here he says, amen, in Hebrews chapter 4, he's talking about the power of God's word, amen, and how that it divides asunder, amen, and it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. No creature is hid, amen, from it. It's all manifest and it's all naked and open before his eyes. And he said, "We have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, the Son of God, Jesus." He said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith." Amen. Let us hold fast our profession. He said, "We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." And he said, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The song we started out singing tonight said, "Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right." Praise God. Just a little talk. I was thinking about that first verse that said, "I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in." We know that song by heart. "Then a little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole." I got to thinking about when we were singing that tonight. I didn't pray for hours to get saved, Brother Bobby. It was just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. I mean, it was just a few minutes. Matter of fact, amen, when God was dealing with my heart that night, I wonder if he didn't save me before I ever made it to the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. I went down there and prayed through just a few words. I didn't even know how to pray, really. Young boy, raised in church, but I didn't really know how to pray. Just a little talk with Jesus made me right. Hallelujah. Praise God. "Let us come boldly before the throne of grace." The song said, if just one more soul were to walk down the aisle, amen, if sinners will come to God, amen, come boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, God will save. If we need healing, we can come boldly. Praise God. Amen. It's not prideful, it's boldly. Thank God. It's not boastingly, it's boldly coming before God with our needs. We don't have a high priest that can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. We can go right into his presence, seeking Him for our need. I want to talk to us about this scripture tonight. It's on my heart. Amen. The Bible said, come boldly to the throne. The King is there. Amen. Come boldly to the throne. Hallelujah. There is a monarchy there. Hallelujah. He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. He's the master of all the earth. And we can come boldly to His throne. You know, God wants us to draw near to Him. God wants us to draw nigh to Him. In Psalm 73, He said, it was good for me to draw nigh to God. Amen. I think, let me read it to you here. Amen. It's good for me to draw near to God. It's good for us to go to God. He wants us to come to Him. Hallelujah. In verse number 28, He said, it is good for me to draw near to God. God wants us to draw near to Him. The Bible said when Adam and Eve had sinned that God come to the garden and He walked in the cool of the day. He longs to walk with man. He longs to commune with man. Moses was a man like there never was before. There never was a man like Moses. Amen. Until Jesus came. This man talked to God and God talked to Moses just like a man talks to his friend. The Bible said they spoke face to face. Amen. God's desire is to walk with man and talk with man. Amen. And He wants us to come into His presence. Amen. And seek His face. The priest went into the Holy of Holies. There was the Ark of God. Amen. And you know, God told them to come in there into that Holy of Holies where the Ark was. They only went in once a year. And they made atonement for the people. They would sprinkle blood. The blood, amen, of that heifer. They would sprinkle it on the altar. They would sprinkle it, amen, on the mercy seat. They would sprinkle it all around. Amen. They put bells on the bottom of the priest's garment because, amen, many times priests would go in there and they were not worthy. And God would kill them and they would die. And so they didn't know, amen, if the priest was still alive. So they put bells on him, amen. And when he would walk around, those bells would ding, amen. And they would know that the priest was alive. Amen. He was to keep on moving while he was in there. Amen. Making atonement for the people. Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, that priest would take that blood and put it on the mercy seat. And he would take and sprinkle that blood for the people. And make an atonement for the people once a year and would confess their sins. Amen. And God would accept it many times, and sometimes He didn't accept it. Not only did they put bells on Him, they put a rope. They tied a rope to His leg. They tied a rope to that high priest's leg because if he died, nobody could go in that Holy of Holies. But the priest, amen. And so if he died, they could pull him out. Oh God, what a God we serve. Amen. Yet we, as His people, can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. I have to admit, amen, there's times that I've went to God, amen, and I didn't feel like my prayers was getting above the ceiling. I didn't feel like they was getting above my head. Amen. But I want you to know God has always had mercy on me. When I come into His presence, He wants me to come boldly to the throne of grace. The King is there. Amen. It's important for us children to get in the presence of God. The King is there. Amen. The Bible tells us when Jesus died that veil that covered the Holy of Holies was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Amen. God, hallelujah. When Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross and said it is finished, the Bible said that the veil was rent. Amen. You know what? It's God with us. No longer is He there hidden behind the veil. He's now with us and we can come. Everybody has access. Amen. We need to get in the presence of God on a daily basis. We must pray and seek God. Listen, we have the Holy Ghost. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that it's important, amen, to speak in tongues, amen, and pray in the Holy Ghost on a regular basis. Hallelujah. Because He knows how to pray and we don't. He knows what to say and we don't. Matter of fact, the Bible says, amen, that
that he will pray through us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And he says in Romans chapter 8, said, we don't know what we ought to pray for as we ought. Yet the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now I want to talk to us about coming into this presence of God, coming in boldly. The Bible said, draw nigh to God in James chapter 4. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Amen. In James chapter 4, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Amen. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of God and he shall lift you up. Amen. God's near to us. We don't have to travel to Jerusalem. Amen. We don't have to go there once a year. But God is right here among us and we can draw nigh to God. Amen. Right here. Paul was standing on top of Mars Hill, where there was idols everywhere. There was altars to idols, all kinds of altars. And Paul found that altar to the unknown God and began to preach. Amen. There's idols everywhere. You mean God would be right here? Look at all this heathen stuff. You mean God will be right here? Amen. Paul said he's not far from any one of us, if haply we might feel after him. I believe probably most of us has heard that testimony of Brother Jim Gillis, where he was at that rock concert. He said we was smoking dope and drinking, and I mean, they said, I'm talking about it was raging. Amen. He said there was spirits everywhere and he was backslid. You can find this story, and I've heard him tell it before, and I may not get it just right, but this is the gist of it. Amen. That a man, a rock singer, stood out on that stage and playing his guitar. The crowd was going crazy, and he says, Jesus can't even save a soul in this place. And he said, I was backslid. And he said, when he said that, something gripped my heart. And he said, my, I'm in a place where Jesus can't even save somebody. He said, I thought, no, that's not right. And he said, I bowed my head right there in that rock concert. Amen. If I said the man's name, whoever was singing, probably most of us would know. But that man said, amen, I prayed through and Jesus saved me in that rock and roll concert. And he got out of that place, amen, and became a holiness preacher. Amen. A type of preacher like you would never imagine. Such anointing and boldness on that man. Amen. That a lot of people didn't even understand, Sister Maria. But I mean, God saved him in a rock concert. Amen. We can come boldly. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. There is no place where God's presence is not. Amen. If we'll feel after him, if we'll be tender and come before him and listen, amen, the King is there. Hallelujah. We sang a while ago about the King is coming, but you know, in this in boldly coming to the throne, amen, the King is there. The monarchy is there. Hallelujah. God Almighty is there. We're not going to a governor. We're not even going to the president. Amen. We're not even going. You know, we went to Washington, D.C. Amen. And we put in a request to go to the White House. And man, I thought, man, amen, they're going to accept us and we're going to go in there. We're going to see the president and all that. Amen. But it was on the 4th of July weekend and we wasn't allowed to go in there. They wasn't even open or whatever. Amen. But I'm talking about something greater than the president. Something greater than some governor or some high up person. The Bible said, let us draw near. In Hebrews 10 and 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen, brother and sister. We can walk right into the presence of God tonight with our need and present it to the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the throne. We can go to the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. We can go to God. We can go boldly. Walk right in to where God is. Hallelujah. Let us come boldly. There was that mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. That mercy seat. hallelujah, was of pure gold. It was pure gold on that ark. Amen. The ark was built out of wood. Amen. There was two things that it was made of. There was this ark, and then there was this mercy seat. Amen. These two angelic beings, or these seraphims, amen, they was there. Amen. Kind of their wings come out over the ark. Amen. Hallelujah. But here, God told Moses in Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 21, he said, amen, Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. Amen. Moses drew near to where God was. Now, I'm not nowhere near to what Moses was. Brother and sister, this man was meek. He was an humble man, and he was a very anointed man. Amen. And God had called him. Praise God. But I have to tell you, amen, when I think about Moses, I'm way down on the bottom, nowhere near. But I have to say, I have been where God was. Amen. Moses drew near to where God was. The people stood off. I've seen people stand off from God. They wouldn't come near him. They was afraid to get near God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We've got to respect God. We've got to respect the presence of God. We got to respect the house of God, children. Amen. We must respect the house of God. Amen. You don't run in the house of God unless the Holy Ghost is upon you. Amen. We must respect the honor, amen, of his house. I've seen people stand off, amen, but we can come near. You can get near God. You can get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And God's presence wants to get with us. Moses drew near to where God was. God wants you to get near to where he is. Amen. In Exodus 33 and verse 9, it came to pass that Moses entered into the tabernacle, and the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the top, at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to talk with us. God wants to reveal his plan to us. God wants to show himself. Hallelujah. In Exodus 25 and verse 21, thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee, and there I will meet with thee. Hallelujah. Whether it be on Monday morning, on Tuesday night, whether it be on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or Friday night or in the middle of the night for some people, it might be by bedside. Amen. It might be at the altar in the church. It might be in your office. Amen. But you can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Nobody has to go before you, because Jesus has already went before us. Amen. He's already sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat. Amen. Where the cherubims are. Amen. He's already made the sacrifice that is greater than any lamb that was ever slain. Amen. And he's our high priest. Hallelujah. Amen. And we can go boldly. I know I'm struggling with my voice tonight. I hope that don't bother y'all. Amen. I'd like for the Lord to encourage us right here on Wednesday night. Amen. The King is there. Hallelujah. Would you like to have a sit down with the King? Would you like to have a meeting with the King? Amen. Wait a minute. I'm not a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher. Amen. Wait a minute. I fail. I make mistakes. You don't have to be perfect. Glory to God. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. I've got a need. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, come boldly to the King, to the throne of grace. Amen. That we may obtain. Amen. Accepted. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us about being accepted tonight. Glory to God, we're all accepted. There is no big I and little you. Hallelujah. It's not this preacher or that preacher or this church or that church. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Obtain. Glory to God. I know Moses was a great man of God and God spoke to him. But I've been in those places before. Hallelujah. I knew God was there. Church, I've been in places and churches where I looked around, I thought, my Lord, amen, look at these people. You're talking about holy people. You're talking about living for God. You're talking about praying. Amen. There ain't one of these people right here. Amen. That even struggle. And I thought, my Lord, I wish old past could be like that. And I'm sure it's not that way. I mean, they're humans too. They have battles. They have, you know, troubles. But you know, you just go in there and the presence of God is moving. Hallelujah. And the presence of God is blessing. Amen. And the singing is beautiful. The musicians, man, they're all just perfect. Hallelujah. They're sanctified people, the best I know. Glory to God. And I come in there and say, man, I feel unworthy to be here. Amen. But you know what? I feel the presence of God in there. And I think, my God has accepted these people. And then I come home. Amen. And I know about your troubles. And I know about your battles. And I know about your tears. And I know about your weaknesses. Come on. Sorry, but I know about them. Amen. Here I am, pastor, and I'm thinking, my, look at this. Amen. Look at us. We drag in here. We're just barely making it. And then all of a sudden, Brother Curtis, I feel the same presence. Amen. That I felt. Amen. Where the music was just right. Amen. Where the testimonies was top notch. You know, I mean, talking about hand selected. I mean, everything is just perfect, brother and sister. Amen. But all of a sudden, I feel the same presence of God. And I know we're struggling. I know we're not perfect. You know what? I realize that He's accepted us. Hallelujah. And with God, there is no respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, in Psalms 24, Lord, help me to preach tonight. In Psalms 24, amen, in verse number 3, He say, yay. Amen. Verse 3, let's see right here. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and the righteousness from God, from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about being accepted tonight. Amen. I'm talking about God accepting us in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 2. By whom also we have access. Can we say access? That's like having the key. Glory to God. Have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Brother and sister, tonight, you got access. You know, if I give you the key to my house, most of the time it ain't even locked. I shouldn't tell y'all that. I trust y'all pretty good tonight. Amen. But if I was to give you the key to my office or give you the key to the church office, you know what that means? You got access. Amen. Y'all come on, raise your hand. How many got a key to the church? If you got a key to the church, raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Need to give some more keys out. But look at this. Amen. Look at the access that we have to this church. Amen. There's never a Monday that you can't come and say, I want to pray a little while in the church, right? Amen. You don't have access. Glory to God. I know there's a few that don't have a key. Amen. But oh God, we've got access to something greater than old paths. We've got access to the throne room of God. Hallelujah. We got access. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do you have a need? You got the key. Hallelujah. Do you have a need? You got the key. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about to the church. Amen. I'm not talking about to the back door. I'm talking about a key that's greater than any key on this key ring. I'm talking about a key, amen, that Jesus stole. Hallelujah. Right out of the hand of the devil. He said, hallelujah, I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Glory to God. Amen. And then he said to Peter, he said, amen, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who do you say Jesus is? Come on, church. We know who Jesus is. He's more than a story. He's the King of glory. Hallelujah. Are we saved tonight? Amen. Are we blood bought tonight? He said, I give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm talking about, we got the keys to bind up our children and our lost loved ones. Bind them up. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. Loose it. Loose it through the power. Coming boldly. I can see Esther. She was a shy little girl. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. She didn't require nothing. Amen. She just said whatever. She didn't expect to be the queen. She said, whatever y'all want to give me, that's what I'll do. But she went in before the king, and the king chose her. Y'all know the story. Amen. Esther, she said, I hadn't been called before the king these 30 days. Amen. Mordecai, I said, you got to go and make a petition. Glory to God. Church, we've got to go before the king and make a petition. Oh, but it's just me. Amen. It's just me. I'm nothing special. Oh, wait a minute, Esther. You're our only hope. Oh, glory to God. You know when revival comes to a church, most of the time it starts with one person. Do you know that? When revival comes to a church, most of the time it starts with one person. Not always, but most of the time. There'll be somebody in there that's got on fire for God. Hallelujah. We may catch a hold of it, not even realize it. Amen. But most of the time it's somebody that got saved, and man, they're on fire for God. Amen. I've seen it happen here time and time again. I remember when Brandon got saved. Amen. People started coming. He started bringing people. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember when Adolph and Mary came. Amen. Started living holy. Us. Amen. I remember they was a bringing people. I remember when Ricky George came. Amen. He was a bringing people in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that may not be the answer completely. Amen. But here's what happened with Esther. Esther, you got to go before the king. You got to go before the king. Oh, Paz. Amen. Somebody, Esther here. Amen. You got to go before the king. She said, I can't just go in there. I'm talking about coming boldly and being accepted. She was just a little girl. She was just a young little girl. That's all she was. And the Bible says, she said, fast with me 3 days. Oh, God. Fast with me 3 days. And on that third day, I'll go in. And if I perish, I perish. Oh, glory to God. The Bible said that here come Esther in on that third morning. On that third, after they fasted 3 days, I guess the fourth morning, she stood in there. Amen. The king said, who's in the court? They said, it's Esther. You know what the king said? He said, bring her on in. Glory to God. And when she came in, he held out the golden scepter. And the Bible said she touched The golden scepter. Glory to God. Church. Amen. We got to go before the King. Amen. You say, my eyes, just me. Oh, I'm just little old Esther. Oh, God. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm just little old me. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, help me preach tonight. Amen. But God has a golden scepter that He wants to hold out to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What do you want, Esther? Amen. Y'all read it? I know you read it in Esther chapter 4. Amen. Esther chapter 5 said, Esther, tell me what you want. You can have it, even if it's half the kingdom. She said, if I have gained favor in your sight, said, you and Haman, come on down and eat with me. Oh, God. Amen. The king come there. Amen. What do you want, Esther? What do you want, Esther? What do you want, Esther? What do you want? If you have accepted me, then come tomorrow. Oh, glory to God. It got the king so stirred up, he couldn't even sleep. I'm talking about God that wants to bless us so much. Hallelujah. I'm out of time, church. Oh, Lord, help me to preach tonight. God wants to meet your need. Hallelujah. I remember when we went up to Idabel and got some hay. They had it a little cheaper up there because it had rained up there when I had horses. And it was $150 a bale around here. They had it up there cheaper. So I loaded my trailer and went up there. Well, I put like 3 or 4 bales of hay. I can't remember, but I just stuffed them in that trailer. Well, I come on out and come on down. Coming down, I had a flat tire. I didn't have good tires on that old trailer. And I pulled over there on the side of the road. And you know, you always got things that going on. Burdens. Does anybody have burdens tonight? Amen. Come on, I'm not going to use you as an illustration. Just I got burdens. I got needs. That's what the scripture said. We can come boldly. Everybody's afraid I'm going to say, come up here. Hallelujah. And testify and tell it. Amen. But we got burdens. And you know, my tire went flat and I felt it. I looked at that tire was flat. Brother Curtis, all I had was a spare. And I looked at that light. It was dark. I looked at that light. Amen. And we was driving down the road that night. We was talking about our needs and burdens, financial problems, problems in the church. You know, just burdens that we was carrying. I mean, we was down, Brother Bobby. We was down. And that tire went flat and I got out there and I was going to put that spare on. Man, that thing was dry rotted. I'm telling you, it was dry rotted. And I thought, man, ain't no way. I was out there in the middle of nowhere and it was, you know, late at night. And I thought, well, amen, let's pray. And we was right there on the side of 259. And I can see it tonight. Hallelujah. Me and Sister Bethany knelt down there. Hallelujah. The kids was in the car. Amen. And we was kneeling down and the white line was right here. Of course, nobody was coming. So we was in the middle of the road at 259, Brother Dan. Amen. Of course, it was late at night. We had visited with my folks and stuff and stayed up way too late and all that coming home. Amen. And I mean, we got to praying, God, hallelujah. I'm talking about coming boldly. We wasn't in the church house. We was standing we was kneeling on our knees on the black asphalt. Amen. On 259 up there somewhere around DeKalb or somewhere right up in there. Hallelujah. Amen. We wasn't in a revival service. There wasn't no great message preached. We was praying that God would help us to get home. I had pulled that tire off and thought because it's double axle and there was no way. Amen. It would go all the way down. I couldn't just carry one tire. Amen. I thought, man, I'm never going to make it home with this tire. I thought, you know, I was thinking I'll find me somebody. I'll knock on their door and say, can I leave this trailer and come back and get it tomorrow? That's what I was going to do next. We knelt down and prayed. And I'm telling you, I got to pray, Lord. You remember that time you helped us? Hallelujah. You remember that time you done this and you done that? And I want you to know the good, sweet Holy Ghost come on us right there in that highway. Amen. We had our hands on that tire praying and we felt the Holy Ghost. Now I want to tell y'all something. Amen. The Holy Ghost completely eased every bit of burden that we had. I remember getting back in the car and saying, well, amen, whether or not I have to come back tomorrow, whether or not I lose my $200 or whatever I paid for this hay, it was worth it just to have that prayer meeting right there in the highway because we felt so light. We felt so relieved. I remember saying, everything's going to be all right. And there's something about being in the presence of God. Amen. And you can be so burdened down about problems with your children or family or finances. And then the Holy Ghost will touch you. And everything is just as bad as it ever was. But you feel so much better. You feel like you could beat every devil in East Texas. I remember Brother Joy Hyatt used to say, I feel like I could charge hell with a water gun. Woo! That's the way we felt. Hey man, I'm going to tell you, we made it all the way home. I didn't care if we had a blowout. I'd have left it on the side of the road. Amen. Hallelujah. God had blessed me. And I knew everything was going to be all right. I'm telling you, we got home and that tire was low. I thought, man, God gave us a miracle bringing this thing home. Amen. I thought, well, it just held the pressure, you know. The next morning I got up, that thing was flat. Amen. The devil said, amen, it just barely made it. Hallelujah. I said, no, it was a miracle. And I said, I'm going to prove to you, devil, it was a miracle. I went and got my compressor, and I put about 30 pounds in it, and I backed up. Amen. Watch that thing. I went in the house. About 20 minutes later, I went out and that thing was flat. I said, see, devil, amen, that tire was supposed to go flat. Amen, but God held it up. I could see the angels running down the road. Amen, blowing in that. Amen, blowing in that. What do you call that? That tire stem. Amen, you know angels can fly. Amen, Sister Honey's got a little thing in her truck. Don't travel faster than your guardian angel can fly. Amen, but I could see the angels blowing in that tire. Amen. The devil on the other side trying to poke it out. We can come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. I'm talking about a God. He said, come boldly and obtain mercy. Hallelujah. He's holding the golden scepter out, saying, yes, I'll meet your need. Yes, I've heard your cry. Yes, I've seen your tears. Yes, I know your burden, and I'm able to meet the need. Pray over it. If you've got something, lay it out and pray over it. Write it down and pray over it. Bring it to the house of God and pray over it. So I need the Lord to help me pray over it. I remember, amen, when Ricky and Christy's in church and Cheyenne had those Pokemon cards. Y'all remember that? And I was preaching about Isaiah, hallelujah, spreading that letter out. Glory to God. She went home the next day and took those cards while he was at school and spread them out and prayed over them. She's backslid tonight, but I pray God saves her. Because this is a miracle. This is one of many miracles that God did for her. Hallelujah. The next service, Brother Bobby, without ever saying anything to that boy, because he was so addicted to those Pokemon cards. The next service over there in the old church, amen, old Cheyenne got to praying as a little boy. He's a little bitty boy, Courtney. He got to praying. He said, Mama, I want to get rid of my Pokemon cards. She come running up to me. He wants to get rid of them. I said, go get them right now. We'll burn them. We'll burn them in the driveway. He went home that night. I'm talking about a boy that was addicted to them. I mean, he looked at them all the time, played with them. Amen. Those evil things. Amen. They brought them and he cried. And we burned them in the driveway of the church. The very next service on a Wednesday night. Come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. I remember there's a sister when Heidi was divorced, and we was having prayer meeting, and we was a praying that God would put them back together. And me and Sister Betty knelt down right over here. Amen. Said, let's agree together. I don't know what was going on. People was a praying, maybe as a service. Amen. People was a marching around something. I said, let's pray. Let's agree together. Amen. We knelt down and agreed together. God, amen, hallelujah, put this home back together. Amen. And Sister Betty, you remember that? God put that home back together. And no matter where they are, Sister Maria, they're together tonight. Hallelujah. And I believe God did it. I saw God do it. Amen. And I know that God can do the impossible. Amen. Come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're sitting in this church tonight because of a miracle and because of miracles. We prayed at the corner of that church. I was embarrassed. I was afraid somebody'd see me. And I laid my hands on that church. I was looking around and I closed my eyes. Lord, I claim it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And here we are today by the divine mercy of God. Hallelujah! Amen. I remember we had those old pews. I mean, wearing out. Those pews was wearing out. I mean, we wore them out. We wanted to get these chairs. We didn't have the money for these chairs. I mean, it's tight time. The oil field was down. It was right about, amen, right after the election or something like that, seems like. Because I remember people was out of jobs. We didn't have money. Amen. I remember Brother Finney come by here. Amen. And he looked at me and he said, "Don't worry about the pews. God's going to take care of the pews." Woo! I've been praying. I've been saying, "God, these pews are falling apart. Amen. The cushions was coming out of them. Amen." And God heard me. Hallelujah. You know what we need to do? I'm not talking about pride tonight. I'm not talking about pride. I'm talking about boldness. Coming to God in boldness. Lord, I have a need. And I know you're able to heal. You know what we got to do? Leave it at the altar and don't pick it up and take it home with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bring it to me, saith the Lord God. It's a burden on your heart. Bring it to me and leave it with me, saith the Lord God. Surely I will do it, saith the Lord God. Surely I will answer you, saith the Lord God. Surely I will give you the miracle, saith the Lord God. I know it seems impossible, but I will, saith the Lord God, give you what you've asked of me. I will do it, saith the Lord. I'm going to answer you, saith God. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bless you, saith the Lord God. I've seen you. I've seen your tears. I've seen your burdens. And that saith the Lord God, in my presence. In my presence. In the throne room is the answer, saith the Lord. For surely, surely you know that I'm able, saith God. I am able. Bring it to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, church, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, I know you got burdens tonight. I know you got needs. I know you've got impossibilities. I know you have impossibilities, but I've been praying for you that God would meet the need. I've been praying for you that God would hear your request. I've been praying that God would give you the desires of your heart. How do you pray, Brother Sam, that God will bless you? I pray God blesses you. Because when He blesses you, He blesses me. Hallelujah. I've always prayed like that. I said, God, bless the people so great, hallelujah, that the 10% is so much that I get a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're all blessed. Amen. God's heard you. I know you got a burden tonight, but God's heard you. I know you wonder how it's going to work out, but God has heard you. Spread it out before God. Just like Isaiah did that letter. Just like she did those cards. Spread it out. I did it. I took my bills and laid them out the floor, Brother Bobby. And there's so much they filled the whole floor, seemed like. I spread them out. I did. Over there on McKinnon Drive, we spread them bills out all over that floor. We spread them all out. And said, God, you can pay off every one of these debts. Yes. I said, Lord, you can give it straight to me, or you can give it to the people in the church and just give me the percentage of it and it'd be enough to pay this off. Now, I'm telling y'all a fact. Sister Bethany's my witness, and Brianna and Evan's too little to remember this properly. Brooklyn for sure. John Shalee had been in Vietnam. And just a little while after that, the Congress passed that congestive heart failure would be a result of Agent Orange. And they would reimburse, or they would compensate the soldiers, the veterans. And John Shalee, who's done gone on to glory and shouting the glory heals. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby came to me a few days after we laid the bills out in the floor and said, Brother Sam, the first time I filed for disability was 19 years ago. He was scared that it was a possibility of so much money. Now I'm going to tell you, he didn't get 100%, but he got enough to pay 10% and pay off my bills and buy them a house and buy land and buy cars and live good for a few years before he died. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! He was a blessing to this church. Hallelujah, because he got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking about a Bible that works. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about things that work. You got a bill. You got something in it, you know, and it says how much you need. Spread it out before you have to do it. There wasn't nobody in that house but us. Now, I did it before the church, before some stuff. But you know, sometimes you got to get ahead of the devil. Oh, I'm preaching too long tonight, church. I'm preaching too long. Spread it out before God. Lay your hand on it and say, Lord, this is what I need. Look, Lord, look. I know you knew it before I opened the envelope, but you look, Lord, look. This is it right here. This is what I need. Hallelujah! Y'all know our house, there wasn't no way we could buy that house. They was asking too much. It was out of our price range. We didn't have it. We needed to be down lower 100s to buy it. I felt like we needed to buy that house right over there. I felt like it. It was for sale. It was perfect. Right behind the church. It was bigger.
Y'all, I've told this story so many times, but I was reading the Bible out there in Liberty City where Elisha cut a stick down and threw it in the water, and the iron didn't sleep. It didn't say iron flowed, it said iron slant. I walked out, and I got some locusts, and I cut a piece of that conjury, and I took that conjury, that little stick, about like that, and I took it, and I laid it in that house, and I said, "Oh, let's pray with this stick." Y'all remember that too? I said, "God, you said right here in your word that they put that stick." I said, "Lord, we're praying over this stick. We came over here. I was too embarrassed. I prayed that thing to go over." So I waited till after church one night at dark, and I went over there shouting. I hope nobody could see me. And I threw a stick in that yard, and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I claim this house." Y'all know we bought that house. They had $30,000 cheaper than what they was asking for. It was going to work. Praise God. Don't cut a stick down. Get ahead of it. Get ahead of it. So that's goofy.
I'm going to tell you something. Holiness people and God's people was being called crazy a long time before charismatic people come around and started blowing on people and stuff like that. We was always called crazy. I'm talking about something that's real. It's not fake. It's real. Hallelujah. 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 Come boldly to the throne of grace. God's going to take care of His children. God's going to heal every sickness. God's going to save and deliver. God's on the throne tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's come in for a time of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I apologize for preaching so long and getting carried away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Even though I'm not sorry, I praise God. Somebody be encouraged tonight. God's going to do it. God's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.